Not much here on Westwood One on our daily podcast, Get It and Free It Up. So we have some interesting guests that we would like to bring on and have start the show. So I'm glad you're here. So what's going on with you?
Oh, nothing, man. Just enjoying it. Taking it day by day.
Yeah, no doubt. Developing and creating a unity is important. Well, last night I was out in LA at an indie wrestling show. The indie wrestling scene in LA is a hotbed right now for wrestling. So I was out in Wilmington till I didn't get home till shoot almost 12. It was a 3.5-hour show, and it was a really good show.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Some good games today. Duke and Virginia played.
Yeah, college basketball. Of course, college basketball is a Friday, Saturday, and I think Sunday thing. I know the NBA Oklahoma City got a win over Philadelphia today by 2 points earlier today. And so that would be good for Oklahoma City fans. And it's definitely a good thing being a Boston Celtic fan, as we are a couple games behind Philadelphia trying to catch them as being the next people above us. Could be a helpful thing. So, yeah, but I just wanted to get on here and establish, and I wanted to see if this is really a friendly thing that we could do and how we could manage bringing people in here, because I was looking at this and I seen it says you can record up to 10 people at once, but I don't want to record 10 people at once. I want to have just the 2 or 3 people established, at the most 3, and then a guest. And sometimes 2 and a guest. I don't want everybody talking at once. If we have a guest, it's going to be, you know, they're. So I was wondering if there's a control or tool that we can find to be able to control them.
Yeah. What is it showing on your screen?
It's to the neck. So it shows me and you, and I see what you have. You have the X and you have the purple, right?
Behind it, but you can't. It doesn't do nothing when you push on. Because I was even looking at, how do we mute ourselves? Like, it'd be cool if the host can mute everybody besides the one talking, or if you can mute yourself. If you got noise
needed, and I'm pressing everything, and I don't see anything opening up to me. Waiting for others to join, and it has my name and your name. The one.
Yeah.
And Daniel Abreu here live Saturday at 4:12 p.m. Western Standard Time or Pacific Coast Time, doing a take on trying to set the foundation to start a podcast, whether it's foundation to get it started, whether it doesn't matter how much a beginning, whether it's once every 2 weeks or once a week, and see if we could get something popping, because it seems like it's a thing to do to get yourself out there, to create consciousness, create a community of unity with everybody, and also bring on a lot of great guests who are going to be positive in a world that is a lot of times is just separated and negative and dividing. We kind of want to create a opportunity, and the opportunity always begins with anybody who's listening, anybody who's here, creating your mindset, because your opportunity is going to come through actually your mindset, but connecting with other people that have a good mindset or have a positive mindset for whatever the aspect is they want to do and whatever their passion is. We want to get passion and involved and passion of unity, whatever it is. Maybe have guests who do business, guests who would talk about what their passion is in their business and what they're into, what drives them, and what they feel their gifts are, what drives them to pursue education, even if it's self-education. Talk a little bit about maybe the paradigm. We can venture into sports. We want to keep it in a certain venue. We may have special ones for special things at one time, but the foundation of everything is to, you know, do different things and be very versatile, have different guests on. Actually had somebody I talked to about that's a social worker that wanted to share their passion. So so anybody that is doing something in their community or something, have on definitely.
I think it's well needed, because it's just like, this is kind of like getting stuff off the chest, and it's really a therapeutic. I mean, it can go one way though. It can go away where it's being abused, and you know. But when you keep it on a level of, we want to learn and just gain experiences and let people share their experience, I think that's the biggest thing. So I think it'd be a good thing that people really learning and listening, and actually, you know, for me, you, anybody, learning really how to listen and just hear people and respect their experience.
Yeah, that's well said. Because everybody's journey across other people's roads, but whatever they're that part of them that is in that road. Sometimes there's a lot of weight that we carry, and sometimes you just, like you said, get it off your chest. You have to be able to get it off your chest. We can even invite people on here to talk about different diets. We can even bring people in here who could talk about guests for language, etymology, history. But some of those might be something I might do and make it a little bit of a off the original podcast into a different little, like a different podcast for them who are ready for those type of things. I call it coming out of the matrix. Some of the ideas I have, definitely I'd like to get guests on, let them share. And that's why I was wondering in this podcast if we could.
Yeah, we really need this mute, because you hear this in the background.
Yeah, I definitely like to have the availability to mute and have control, whoever's doing that, have control of muting so the person can talk and not be interrupted.
Yeah.
If you invite a bunch of people, get on. I guess the reality is you'd only invite those. Oh, here's the thing. It just hit me. You only invite them who are going to speak, because the way this is set up, now that I think about it, is it's not necessarily set up for live, but people listen to it after.
Yeah.
So if you only invite them who are going to speak, then you have control of it.
Yeah. And the truth is you can let it be known that if you're joining here and somebody's sharing and has a floor, I'm going to ask you to be completely quiet. And if you can't listen or seem to reason, then we're going to ask you to leave or kick you out of the
club. Yeah. But I see what this is, because other podcasts, which you can do when you get off and see all the tools and stuff, is the podcasts I don't think are listened to live. After they're done, you can send it to anybody to listen after. So anybody who would be on the podcast wouldn't be the ones who would be on it, and then you would send it to the people later to listen to it. So that would be a good. So that's how it works. That makes sense. So you don't have to mute anybody. You have the guest and the hosts, whether it's two or three hosts, however you want to do it, or with the number of hosts. And then we invite our guest, and then our guest will speak, and one of us could ask the questions, or if we add, I know Bill may be interested, but I just sent him a request to come on. He hasn't came on yet. And then what you can do on your phone too is, after this, you go check the Anchor, and you can notice there's a bunch of podcast. You have to have a good name, and then you can listen to other people's podcast, and then you can even ask questions to them after the fact. So, but I don't think nothing shared live or people will get on live. And if they get on live, it's because you invited them to be in the podcast.
Yeah.
So, because the way that Anchor set up, the listeners listen after it's recorded, and then you send it out after you record it and it's edited. Then you can send it out to anybody.
Yeah.
Anyone in your on your friends list or anybody in your Facebook or Instagram or anybody who you'd like to hear it. So
I think a lot of stuff we will learn as we go, you know, and which is okay. You know, it is what it is. We're just utilizing this app because it's a free app and it looks like it'll really be real helpful. You know?
Yeah, just knowing how to maneuver through it. And I guess I tried to watch some videos on it, and the one video I watched, it just really wasn't helpful, so I got to watch another. Christopher, hello?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, is this Bill?
Yes, this is.
Hey, Bill, you're on the line with me and the one. I guess you see it, right?
Yes, I do.
That's actually, this is kind of a trial thing, maneuvering how this works. And the one is actually your cousin, Derek, whom you haven't met yet. And Derek, this is your cousin, Bill Gonzalez.
Yes.
Daniel knows him, and of course I do. So this would be Daniel's youngest brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice to meet you, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Just chilling, man. How are you?
All right. Just chilling, trying to get myself together over here for the weekend.
Yeah.
So what's the word? What's the word, Danny?
Oh, you know what? What we were doing is just kind of going through it and maneuvering through this. Because this is a free app.
Yeah.
And it's, I was going through it and finding out how do you maneuver and how do you work it. And I was thinking you can invite as many as 10 people on. Then I figured I'd go, how do I mute mics and stuff? Cause you don't want everybody talking at once. Right.
Yeah.
And what I found out is that this isn't live. People won't listen to it live. You would invite anybody who you're going to talk to and anybody who is talking. And then you would, you know, use that. And then after it's done and edited, then you send it out and people can listen.
Yeah, I recorded a short one, like a minute and, I don't know, like 2 minutes or so earlier in the week, and I published it. It actually goes out to all the, you know, iTunes and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then you could get like a sponsor also.
You can actually start making money on it if you were successful to get to that level. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Actually, seen it on Gary V. I don't know if you know who Gary V is.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, and actually, he was mentioning it a few months ago that if you want to, that this app would be one of the hot apps for doing podcasts. He said it's the thing that's going to be huge.
Yeah, I mean it's good if you got a lot to talk about. I just find it hard to talk for that long, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of the format I would have a format like we could talk about different things, but even think about people who you might want to bring on as a guest.
Yeah, yeah. The format's excellent. The format is really something that I was thinking about in order to talk long enough. You kind of have to have a specific format, specific topics, and then bring on guests, which I've looked at some of the other ones, and they're like an hour long.
Yeah, I looked at some of them, too, and they're about different subject matter and stuff like that. So, it's something that we could definitely do and make a format. I actually talked to a couple people that I know and I could that could be guests. Somebody I know that's really good with language and etymology, kind of gets into history and stuff, and then the meaning of words that sometimes, well, a lot of times we don't know because we weren't taught it and we're not taught it purposely. And then also like a social worker, some couple people own their own business in different places.
Because it's one thing to be knowledgeable about a subject. It's another thing to have people that have a prominent title or just are prominent in general, you know?
Yeah.
They apply the things that they're talking about in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
evidence of, look, this is what I've done, and you can go back and look at this reference.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and you don't want to be all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's easy for me. I get all over the place. It would be
easy for me if I didn't have a format.
Well, that's what I actually was saying is, like, you know, when we have somebody share, my main question afterwards is, if somebody out here is listening and they're asking, hey, how do I get to that information, or how do I find that what you're talking about, where do I tell them to go? You know, tell them your step-by-step process of how you came to your results.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we all learn from somebody, you know?
Yeah.
It's easy for us to say stuff that we've learned, but people want to know from actual either scholars, doctors, or, you know, someone that's actually doing it in a professional level, you know?
Yeah. So what we could is really do is have that, and since it's a recorded, and then you send it out, which is takes care of the
well, I think we can edit it before you send it out too.
Yeah.
You can listen to it, edit it, and figure it out before you actually send it.
And really, my kind of idea was to promote a unity of a community of unity. So much of the world is based on division and dividing and us versus them mentalities. That if we could get something for the society or a community of people with it, that to bring forth a togetherness and put down the divisions would be serving us to go to a next level of dimension and for Earth, you know. Nothing is the way it is happened overnight. There's a mindset that creates the paradigm that this reality runs on, a matrix. And if we want to have, you know, create another lifestyle of unity and togetherness out of that, we creating a community would be a great thing to do.
And yeah, that's kind of the same thing that's been on my mind. I was thinking about kind of like starting something similar, but like a meditation type community, but just on Facebook. And overall, yeah. it's like what you say, you know, it overall impacts the whole universe.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's even the mindset, and that gives a lot of versatility to do different things. We could be very versatile in the things we do, very even different types of shows. Definitely go, but really looking to do a drastic flip in the reality, right? Going to another dimension of what if everybody was realized in their consciousness that they were connected instead of so divided.
Yeah.
And the system has been, colonization has been going on since 1400, and it was, you know, and that system proof did what it was supposed to do. It created a division.
Yeah.
Because if you divide the people, you conquer them. So,
yes.
And that's kind of evident in everything we see in this reality from every aspect of our life. Even ourselves, we divide it against ourselves sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I call it conflict.
Yeah, and yeah, I think sometimes we're different
people within myself, you know.
Yeah. Go ahead, Derek, what were you saying?
I was gonna say sometimes I think when difference of opinions on outlooks of life, culture, wherever you might come from, there's nothing wrong with that, you know.
Yeah,
that can ultimately people, right? But you know, that type of mentality will divide it. When you look at it, that's just the world and the universe. Everybody's just not the same. People grow up through their own journeys. You know, if you grew up in a certain country, you might follow this culture, you know. But but what can divide it is if we have a leader telling them each side that's your enemy. You know, that's just kind of where that boils down. But yeah, I believe we're in the beginning stages of barely waking up. So as a whole, you know, I think it's just slow, gradual steps in the sharing and the sharing with each other and the sharing of the experiences is kind of the beginning stage of that growth.
Yes. And like you said, just knowing that we're different, but the same.
Yeah.
You know, knowing that sometimes it's our cultures. So it's where we grew up. what we listen to that kind of make us feel like we're different, but we're really all the same. I mean, we've all gone through tough times. We've all cried, you know, we've all hurt. And that's just, that's common for everyone. But it's like you say, sometimes it's those people in power that make, you know, politics or whatever to make us seem like we're so different.
Yeah. Well, like they'll highlight the differences instead of really highlighting that there's always difference, but there's always similarities, the duality of life, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's cool. That's cool. What I'd like to though is to make sure you kind of get me on a schedule, because sometimes my life's so sporadic with my family that Keith, that you know, it's hard for me to take the time. Even today, right now, I just had to step away from everything. You know.
Yeah, this was kind of a quick practice just to see how this would work with people on it. Yeah, that's something we could talk. You guys kind of look at your schedules, because I know we all have things going on. What day works the best, and how we can do that? Because we just put them out there, and then we'll share them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down totally.
And any other ideas that we could do? Who knows what it could grow from there? You know.
Yeah, and for me, I just like sharing some of my experiences that I'm going through now. You know, sometimes it's easy to fall back in that negative mindset because life is not perfect, you know, and sometimes I get in a rut, and then I'm, you know, I'm like the pendulum, like we talked about last time, Danny, where I start swinging the other way, you know.
And that's a kind of that's the balance, like we were talking about the last time, because something always comes to try to make you where your balance is challenged.
What was that?
Something always hits us that will challenge our balance.
Yeah. And instead of looking at it as a obstacle to overcome, I start getting down, you know?
Yeah.
Or I get angry and blow up on somebody.
You know, that happens. And it kind of, it's a good measuring stick to realize what happens with you when this happens. Because it kind of shows, and I'm right with you, kind of shows you your weaknesses and where you tend to go when certain things happen. So you're kind of getting to know yourself.
Yeah, and how to conquer certain situations, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just tough. For me, it's almost like an everyday struggle for me.
Yeah, I kind of see it for, it's kind of like when you remember the Niagara Falls, and you would have those high walkers that would walk the wires over high places, buildings, or Niagara Falls.
Yeah, I've seen it.
What is it? The family's called the Walendas, and they're high wire walkers, and they always have a pole every time they walk across, because the pole is needed for balance, and that pole is actually our meditation, because it's connected to our spinal column where the fluid goes up and down. That's where the meditation is, rising and going down, your chakras. That's the higher consciousness, the lower, is connected to. Balance yourself. The balance is something I used to think you achieve. Now it's something I think you always have to do. You have to do.
Yes, yes. And that's what I've been, you know, late. Were you saying something, Derek?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, lately I've been doing like about 30 minutes or so, and I started out only doing 10. So even talking about things like different mantras to use, different sounds to use, I think people are not too keen on, you know, at least for myself, I didn't know the different mantras. I didn't know the different sounds that could be used, which then made it harder for me to sit for so long, you know?
Yeah. And we can even do shows on that. We can even do stuff like that that will help people.
Yeah, so like right now, I go through the vowels when I do my meditation. I don't know how you do yours. I'm curious on how you do yours.
I noticed that as I'm doing it, the meditation, whether it's Om, doing the Om, I will do Om.
Uh-huh.
Because I know it's kind of like the connection to the universe. I think even the electrical measurement meters, called the ohm meter, right?
Yes, yes.
And that's really trying to balance and trying to keep that mindset to even into almost from an ohm to a hum.
Okay.
And then
so
you do a hum
as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know when I really tune in, it will even start changing. God, I don't want to say that it will. It's not like I know what I'm doing, but it just does it, if it makes sense.
I started with the ah and the ohm through Wayne Dyer, what I have learned. And when you look at the ah is in all the gods, God, you know, Allah, Jesus. You know, when you, at least that's how he explained it when I was listening. And I learned that ah is for creation, and then ohm is for thanks in the evening. Not that they all don't work, not that you can't use them both in the day or in the evening. Then I started listening to Deepak Chopra, and I started learning the vowels, that the vowels can help the body as well. I started learning that, you know, when you eat food and you go, that's good. Well, that's one for your stomach, for your digestive system. So when you do, that helps the stomach. Another one was ha, like, because when you laugh, ha brings out certain endorphins that are healing endorphins. That's why they say, you know, laughter is the healer, the healing of mostly everything. So I've gone into even using ha. So I go through the whole A, E, I, O, U, and M, and N, and then ha. And then just most recent, I learned, how does it go? Oh, man, let me see. Hold on. I got to get my notes.
I don't know why all those sounds, they mean something, but I can't pinpoint, you know.
They're vibration.
Yeah, they're all vibrations. That's what I was going to say. But I can't really pinpoint, because just like you say, when you say ha, in the breath has to whirl out when you say ha. You can't avoid it.
And, you know, breath is connected to spirit, because that's really what it means.
I mean, in the Hebrew language, the wind, the air means spirit, the breath, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what were you saying, Derek, that you can't connect it to what? Well, go ahead, keep explaining. What were you saying?
I was just saying, like, all those things you were saying, like, I feel it in my stomach. It's all vibrations. And that's kind of just what I'm seeing with them is, you know, you get, we talk words, which words goes back to proven points. But check this out. Let me listen to this. Da-da-da-da. But the vibrations of sounds, you know, it's all making, I mean, it's just dawning on me as we're talking about it. Why you think sex is so emotion with and all them sounds?
Yeah.
Because it feels so good, and it's a whole different realm, you know?
Yeah, and see, we don't know why we make those sounds. So when he said it, when he started talking about the different noises, and it kind of made sense, you know? We go, we go, ha. Those things are connected to healing power.
Yeah.
So it's about manipulating the vibrations, and then knowing what each sound invokes each part of the body per vibration. There was another one, the N, he talked about could raise your hearing. And if you go with your tongue on the top of your roof, you actually can make your ears start to pop, and it kind of starts to clear them out. So the other one I learned from, he's an Indian. He's an Indian speaker, mystical speaker. And it was Na Ma Shi Ba Ya. Na Ma Shi Ba Ya. He said that it's like wind, air, fire, sun.
Earthy.
Yes. You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's that in Indian terms. So I started doing that one. Now when I start out with Na Ma Shi Ba Ya, and then I go into the vowels. And then I even do, which what I learned from Wayne Dyer as well, is just love. Love as a mantra. I'll repeat myself that I am love, I am love, I am love, while rubbing my heart. And then use love, love, as a mantra as well. And I've been finding that it's just been helping me get further into the realm and quiet my mind. Because just sitting or just repeating the same mantras, it got kind of hard for me to keep going so long, you know?
Yeah.
So just pretty cool. Go ahead.
Yeah, they kind of, you know, when you were saying the it's almost like the aha moment, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm.
And then what you're saying, like the
last one you said was Yah, like Yahweh.
Yes, yes.
And then, yes. Then I heard Ba, you know, the Kaaba.
Yeah.
Kaaba, the Kabbalah.
And with the Yah, what one of them talked about was, and if you put your hand on your temples when you go Yah, it does something to the temple. And he talked about migraines.
Mm.
About that, the Yah can help the temple and can help the migraines if you have major migraine headaches.
Wow, and you know that kind of goes with all the Indian thing of the chakras.
So this was Native American, right? Not from there India. Was,
no, not Native American. India.
Oh, so they're from India. Okay.
Yeah. I think you might have seen him on a meme. He's the Indian looking guy with long hair. He wears a little tarab. His name's something Guru, Sangra Guru or something.
I know who you're talking about.
Sadanguru is his name.
Yeah.
And he's a speaker as well. You look him up on YouTube. He talks a lot about, even when he went into marijuana. And it kind of tripped me out because, you know, I was really big in canvassing and talking about the legalization and whatnot. And then I started learning about the endocannabinoid system, you know, and that we do have an endocannabinoid system in our brain.
Yeah, and connect.
Yes, and what I was taught from a lot of the people that were trying to legalize it was that the endocannabinoid system actually is connected to the plant. But what I learned is that it's not connected to the plant. It's in there because you have the power to calm yourself down the same way the marijuana calms you down. The same way you get yourself high and relaxed is the same way you can get yourself high and relaxed naturally. So the endocannabinoid system can be used through the marijuana as well, but it's if you have a chemical imbalance. And what he says is that you really shouldn't even try to smoke. You should try to tap into that endocannabinoid system naturally and calm yourself down naturally. And he went in even further and talked about how there was a scientist that discovered it, but then wanted legalization. So he went further into saying that the endocannabinoid system was connected to the plant, but it's really not connected to the plant. Yes, we absorb it and it secretes through us naturally, and it doesn't leave no traces and whatnot. I mean, except for if you test, but 30 days it's gone. But it's something through our body that is natural, but you can tap into that naturally, is what this Sadan Guru talked about.
Kind of like you have it originally,
you and it.
Outside of you, you just got to tap into it. Kind of like me and you the day after Thanksgiving at your house. That was a
hell of a high.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we didn't even smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't even smoke.
And, you know, I haven't smoked in like about, I don't know, about a little over a month. And I have nothing wrong against it. I've just been enlightened to new ways, you know?
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. And I think this is what's happening is we're kind of being aware how to really tap into ourselves by using, you know, one of the things I was thinking about is like what you were saying is that we're learning instead of, you know, we always go around through the years. We were told peace, 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 right?
Yeah.
Peace. And I was thinking about it. That word peace is also division because you're dividing a piece. Give me a piece of the pie, which is not the whole pie. But what about us knowing wholeness and vibration?
Yes, because one of the ones I just listened to with Sadan Guru, he talks about being good. And he said, in order to be good, you have to have somebody be bad. So being good isn't always good, because in order to be good, there has to be someone that you're labeling bad.
Yeah, and it's a division.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So you created the division already. That's what I, you know, I was kind of tapping into this the last 6 months and kind of looking at this is that when we can really kind of like in our cars, right? We have all have neutral. We have park. We have drive. They're kind of opposite of each other. Or reverse drive, opposite of each other. But we have a neutral, but we don't really use neutral too much. And I'm thinking maybe that neutral is really a place where our creative flow is because we're not judging.
Yes.
If we learn to be neutral, we're not going to judge. We're going to be in a creative place. That's kind of that feminine aspect of the womb that that was talked about the some ancient Islamic Moor stories about the dark woman, and it was about the womb of going into meditation, and in the womb is dark, but that's where the creation is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And if you're judging it, it's kind of like the good and the bad and the ugly, or the good and the bad, because it's always a duality. And if we don't judge, really, there's a creative force in that neutral.